Hello, for November 9th, 2009, this is Brian Madden reading our main article today, which was about VMware announcing their View 4 product with a software-based PC over IP protocol and support for vSphere 4. Those two features are mainly it in terms of new features. So PC over IP, and the fact that it runs on vSphere 4, which is actually something that probably a lot of people didn't even realize View 3 didn't. View, of course, has several features, but there's a lot of them that have not actually been updated. So everything else really is the same. View Composer, it's the same as before. The offline VDI capability is still experimental, the same as before. ThinApp is the same version. VMware CVP, which is their client hypervisor, is still not available. We're expecting that in the first half of next year, by the way. Windows 7 even is not supported. It's there as a, quote, experimental support. And RTO Software had announced with VMware at VMworld last year that VMware is licensing RTO's virtual profile product for use in a future VMware desktop product. We were kind of expecting that in View 4, but it also is not there. So what's interesting is that the list of almost what's not in View 4 is sort of much bigger than what View 4 actually is. And really, so if the only two new features are PC over IP and vSphere 4 support, I mean, vSphere itself has a lot of new features, and we'll look at that in a little bit, but that's not really a new feature of Vue. You know, the only new feature of Vue really is that software-based PC over IP remoting protocol. So how good is the software-based remoting protocol? Because if you know, that's all VMware has kind of been doing in the desktop space for the past, year or so. I hope it's good. Now, actually, I don't know how good it is. I haven't used it. I did finally over the weekend get the final release code from VMware, but I haven't had a chance to install it and use it yet. But certainly Gabe and I will be doing this over the next week or so. You know, the big question out there is PC over IP going to be as good as Citrix's HDX or Citrix's ICA? Personally, I am of the belief that PC over IP doesn't have to be as good as HDX, because PC over IP is not necessarily competing with HDX. PC over IP is competing with RDP. And really, you know, PC over IP just has to be good enough for people to want to use it. It almost doesn't matter if you do kind of specific head-to-head, because I'm sure if you put them head-to-head, you'll find some scenarios where PC over IP is better or where ICA is better. But is PC over IP ready for kind of mainstream? Certainly VMware claims that it is ready. Everyone there is very proud of the work they were doing to get PC over IP to run in software. They claim their software version of PC over IP works on the LAN and the WAN. It works across wide samples of latency, bandwidth, packet loss, all sorts of stuff. They really talk about how adaptive and dynamic the protocol is. So it can change, it can handle both changing network characteristics and it can change the way it remotes itself based on what's on the screen. So are you looking at text, flash, you know, application graphics, etc. And PC over IP, of course, is a full remoting protocol. It's the whole client experience, not just the display. So you get things like multiple monitors and USB to redirection. That's all there. And really, so the idea with PC over IP in View 4 is that this is going to replace the old RDP with TCX combination as that go-to protocol for View that's in use for everyone. In the article I wrote, that it was my understanding that there's only a client for Windows, although VMware's Warren Ponder emailed me today and corrected me that there's also the Linux client that's available, and so it works for Linux thin clients as well. And then a Mac client they talk about is on its way. The other thing about PC over IP is that the software PC over IP implementation and the more traditional Teradici-based hardware PC over IP implementation are compatible. So if you have these thin client devices that have the hardware PC over IP chips in them, then you can use those with the software version of PC over IP that you get with Vue 4, and that should be a pretty good experience. Again, we're going to take a look at that. There's a big ecosystem. So VMware made a big deal about the broad support, and they talked about people like HP and Dell and Devon IT and Wise, you know, building these thin clients. Weirdly enough, that press release, they also talked about Cisco, and they talked about, you know, how Cisco is helping them support PC over IP, and then they use examples of like WAN optimization, but they also talked about Cisco helping them with security, and then they got off track about the Nexus 1000V and stuff, which is Cisco's, you know, virtual switch. And it was really funny because, you know, it's a press release about PC over IP, yet they get off track. I mean, I don't know if they gave Cisco the paragraph and Cisco is like, screw that. We're not talking about PC over IP. We're talking about Nexus 1000V. So that was like a weird diversion in the press release. But if you get past that, you see that, you know, the industry is rallying behind, in VMware's words, their PC over IP. So again, you know, once this code actually comes out in the next week and a half, we can really dig into it. You know, Vue 4, of course, still is going to support the older RDP-based connections. So if you have non-Windows clients or, you know, just old clients that have not been updated, you're connecting from the web and don't have the PC over IP client, then you will get those older RDP connections. I was not able to find out as of now whether those are going to be TCX-enabled, because you know that VMware licensed TCX from Wise last year. Well, a couple years ago, maybe. And so I don't know if the TCX component is still actually built in there or not. So so anyway, that's PC over IP. You know, so the other new feature of Vue 4 is the fact that it runs on vSphere 4. And if my briefings last week were any indication and the press releases are any indication this week, VMware is certainly going to be spending a lot of time talking about why vSphere 4 is the best platform for desktop virtualization. Now, what's interesting about that, of course, is that vSphere 4 can be a virtualization platform for competitors. I mean, Citrix Zen Desktop and Quest View Workspace and Symantec, all these folks run on top or can run on top of vSphere. So what's interesting here is let's assume for a second that vSphere 4 really is the best virtualization platform to run a virtual desktop environment on, which it may be. So a win for vSphere here, that's certainly a win, a very good thing for VMware, but it's not necessarily a win for Vue. Now, because again, you know, vSphere is available to everyone and not really tied to Vue. Now, that said, what is cool and what is kind of a win for Vue is that, you know, you get vSphere kind of built into the license when you buy Vue. And one of the really cool things that VMware did is when you buy Vue, regardless of which version of Vue you buy, you actually get the full, the highest end version of vSphere, which is called Enterprise Plus. So what that means is, you know, this Enterprise Plus, if you were to buy Enterprise Plus version of vSphere on your own, it costs $3,500 per processor. And so the chances are if you're a customer and you're going to buy Citrix or Quest-based VDI solution, you're probably not buying that full Enterprise Plus version of vSphere. You're probably buying one of the lower-end versions. But the highest-end, this Enterprise Plus version, it does include cool features like DRS, the Distributed Resource Scheduling. So, for example, this is what allows you, you know, it'll go in and kind of analyze how many VMs are running on your host, what the load is, and then it'll live migrate to kind of move them around and keep the hosts balanced, and you can have it, you know, consolidate VMs on a single host so it can shut down other VMs, other hosts to save power. That's all really cool stuff, and you get all of that because you get this Enterprise Plus version of vSphere 4 when you buy Vue 4. So you could really say, like, these dynamic, you know, scheduling and resource allocation and greenness and everything is legitimately a feature of Vue 4. And sure, you could have that same feature if you used another VDI product, but doing so, you'd have to spend a whole lot of money on top of what you spent, you know, for your Quest or Citrix or Symantec software to buy the Enterprise Plus version of vSphere, whereas if you buy Vue, you get that for free. So I'm kind of on the fence as to whether that counts as sort of a quote-unquote real feature of Vue or not, but I think it's a great move that VMware did put the Vue, the vSphere 4, the Enterprise Plus edition, in with Vue. VMware's talking about there's a lot of performance improvements of vSphere 4, specifically with desktop workloads. So you may remember from VMworld, is one of the big things that VMware is doing now is trying to have, I think they're calling it targeted workloads of their hypervisor. So instead of just trying to make it, you know, crank out numbers as fast as it can performance-wise, they're trying to figure out how people are going to be using their hypervisors and then make specific improvements for that. And so VMware is claiming something like 80 specific little improvements they made between ESX 3.5 and ESX 4, which is the hypervisor for vSphere 4, that really make it a much better performing platform for desktop virtualization. And in fact, they're talking about doubling the amount of VMs that can run per core. So now they're saying 16 VMs per core, which is pretty intense, actually. So, I mean, 16 VMs per core, figure everything's quad core nowadays. So you're looking at like 60 VMs per proc. You know, you got quad cores. You're talking like north of 200 VMs easily on a server. And now we're talking about terminal server scalability. So that becomes interesting. Of course, there's different memory footprints and everything like that. But they're talking about major improvements for boot times. I think they said like 4x increase faster in boot times, numbers of VMs per LUNs. I mean, there's just a lot of work that they put into vSphere 4 specifically to make it the best platform for deploying desktop workloads. So all that said, so fine, vSphere 4, let's agree that that's the best platform for running desktop workloads. And as I said, maybe it is. But what's that mean for Vue, right? Since, since anyone's VDI products can run on vSphere 4. So I asked them that, and they give a couple examples. I mean, you know, basically they said that, of course, there's the price stuff that I just talked about. But they also talked about, you know, while everything that Vue does is with regard to vSphere is using public APIs, you know, VMware is the only company on the market right now that's really leveraging vSphere 4 and all of its capabilities, because VMware themselves is going to use every single API that they can, and they're going to use just basically everything since it is the same company. So they feel like if you want to get the most out of Vue, if you want to get the most out of vSphere, then going with Vue is the way to do that. They also point out things like thin provisioning. You know, that's something that ESX 4 and vSphere 4 have thin provisioning built in. So if you use Vue, you get to use vSphere's thin provisioning. That's true, but then again, a lot of other companies like Citrix has provisioning services. So if you're using another company's VDI product, you still get the opportunity to do thin provisioning. It's just going to be without other companies' thin provisioning instead of with VMware's. So there's a couple other things. I wanted to try to find out if there was anything else that changed at all with Vue 4 besides just the two headline ones, which are PC over IP and the vSphere 4 support. There's a couple little things. The only things that they could really mention sort of quickly, and I asked two different people this, and I got the same two answers for both. So I imagine if there were more, they would have sort of, you know, practiced marketing that. So what they're saying is, number one, there's a proximity-based security policies. So basically you can set security policies, and then from, you know, depending on where the users connect from, they can get different policies applied. At first I thought this sounded sort of like what Citrix is doing with their policies and has been doing for almost 10 years. And I asked them if it was based on client IP address or if it was based on I don't know, like device or client name or how that works. Interestingly, it's actually based on a connection server. So the idea is, for example, if you have users connecting from inside the firewall and users connecting from outside the firewall, then you would have two connection servers available, maybe one externally facing and one internal only. And you set those policies at that connection server level, and that's what allows the different users to have different security policies. They did say they were dynamic, though. So if you disconnected a session and reconnected from outside, then, of course, since you're going through that connection server, it will restrict the policies as appropriate. The other new thing is single sign-on improvements. So now I'm actually not as familiar with how VMware did single sign-on before Vue 4. But now, regardless of whether you're using the web connection or whether you're using the desktop client, you only have to log on to that client once. And then once it actually, you know, finds your VM and connects you back up to your VM, passes through the credentials to that. I'm assuming it's using Kerberos, but I didn't actually find out those details yet. So that's kind of the quick overview of VMware 4, of VMware Vue 4. In terms of weaknesses, I think there's two main weaknesses in my mind with Vue 4. The first one is that it is VDI only. So in other words, you know, you can only use Vue4 for remote server-hosted desktops in remote VMs. There's no desktop streaming to physical machines. There's no offline solution. It doesn't connect to terminal server or blades. Like, this is a specific kind of VDI-only solution where I feel like the other companies, certainly Microsoft, Citrix, Quest, and Symantec really are really going down the path of kind of these more hybrid approaches where it's sort of a holistic desktop management solution and not just VDI. VMware for sure is just VDI. Just by the way, as a quick point of clarification, I mentioned that you can't use Vue to connect to terminal servers or blades. Technically, you can. The Vue manager will broker connections to terminal servers and blades, but they're kind of a second-class citizen. What I mean is if you connect to a terminal server or blade, you don't get PC over IP, you don't get the WISE TCX extensions, you don't get the thin print printing support. There's a lot of capabilities you get in your VMs that you don't get when you connect to a terminal server session via Vue. So for all intents and purposes, it doesn't exist, especially since the terminal server solution itself natively supports more than what sort of VMware is able to with terminal server. The other big weakness of VMware Vue 4 is the vendor lock-in. And, you know, the problem is that Vue, it only runs on vSphere. And so this means, you know, again, Citrix – no, I should back up. Like Microsoft, of course, theirs only runs on Hyper-V, which I say is a disadvantage of that too. But companies like Quest and Citrix, for example, you know, their VDI solutions run on multiple hypervisors, on any hypervisor. You can kind of mix and match. And the problem is, so if you buy Vue, you know, they're essentially locking you in to ESX, into vSphere. So if you decide in the future that you want to move off of vSphere, you know, you're not able to change that underlying infrastructure without messing up your desktops. Because if you move off of vSphere, then Vue disappears. So it's kind of funny because in today's world, we think of like service-oriented architectures where the different modules can be sort of moved around and replaced and moved to clouds and this kind of stuff. Vue 4 is not this in any way. If you move off of vSphere, then goodbye Vue. So that's one of the sort of other drawbacks that I think there is. So, you know, moving forward, a couple of things. VMware, first of all, is promising that from this point on, Vue and vSphere will be in lockstep. And so we won't have that crazy situation we had the past few months where, you know, the most recent version of vSphere 4 was available, but Vue wouldn't run on it. So VMware's out there talking about how awesome vSphere is, but kind of F you if you're using the desktop products. That's not going to happen anymore. They're also talking about kind of general improvements that we're going to see in the future. So they want to you know, really attack mobility. They want to attack full deployments of the offline capability, you know, the Mac support, the client hypervisors, and you know, so they're talking about a lot of cool stuff. And frankly, you know, the Windows 7, the hypervisor, there's a lot of stuff that they've demoed in the past that's not available yet. So VMware has a potential to have a pretty good 2010, if not because they weren't sandbagging 2009, but there's a lot of stuff in the pipe that we just quite haven't seen yet. So Vue 4 is going to be available. I think it's a week from Wednesday. It's November 19th. It'll be in two editions. There's a lower end one, which is $150 per CCU, and the higher end one, which is $250 per CCU. Again, both of those are based on the vSphere Enterprise Plus thing. Incidentally, I don't know how VMware is handling offline licensing since all their licenses are based on CCU. I actually asked a few people there. I did not get answers back on that. I'm kind of actually curious if they've ever even thought about this. But I guess it doesn't matter right now because offline is experimental. Bottom line, though, for VMware is that they are really focusing for this Vue 4 product on PC over IP and on vSphere 4, talking about, you know, now it's simple enough. vSphere 4 performance improvements are good enough that the acquisition cost of getting into a VDI environment, they feel is actually lower than physical desktops in most costs. So not just the ongoing operational expenses, but the actual cost of getting on board, acquiring the technology, they feel now is cheaper than physical. So that's a pretty bold statement. So is it cheaper? Will it work out? Will we really get 16 users per core? Is PC over IP actually any good? Stay tuned. So Gabe and I will be testing that stuff quite a bit over the next few weeks. There's a great conversation going on now on BrianMadden.com in the comment section of this article. So I encourage you, share your thoughts. Have you used 4? Have you been using vSphere? What are you planning to doing? Are you switching to VMware? Are you switching away from VMware? Please let us know. So with that, thank you so much for the time today, and we will speak to you tomorrow.